As a part of its St John Votes 2026 initiative, St John-based social planning organisation the Human Development Council is partnering with Civic Tech St John to run a number of candidates' forums to enable candidates to communicate their platforms directly to voters. Wednesday, April 22nd saw the third forum at the Irving Field House on the east side of the city, this time for candidates running to represent the city's Ward 4. All four of the candidates were present at the forum, which was hosted by Executive Director of the Human Development Council, Randy Hatfield. The candidates are current councillor Paula Rudwin, Phil Como, Paul Dempsey, and previous councillor David Merrithew. The topics of discussion included issues significant to St John's, including housing, poverty, infrastructure, and development. Phil Como was the first to introduce his platform.
I've been a paramedic for about 33 years. I've been the president of the Paramedic Association of New Brunswick for 10 and the chair of the Paramedic Association of Canada for 6 years. One of the other things that I do sit on is the Planning Advisory Committee. I would say the city is doing an okay job. Can we do more? Absolutely. Being accessible 24 hours a day, so if somebody comes in looking for help, the city can point them into those nonprofit places. We have political ministers in our city. Why are we not working with those ministers from the provincial and the federal government? Why are we not pushing those guys a little bit harder to fund these kinds of things? We only have so much in the pot. One thing I would really push for would be an aggressive tax reform, going after that industrial tax. The other thing I would do would be give these folks that are working a living wage. How many people are making minimum wage, right? So we need to go after the provincial and federal governments for a living wage. Continue to aggressively build. That's where we're going to increase our tax base, and making sure that when we build, it's a responsible, smart build, that we have the infrastructure in place. Are we getting our fair share as taxes? No. When I get onto Loch Lomond Road, there's not a sidewalk until halfway down. I don't have a bike lane. I don't have playgrounds. I don't have street lights. The number one priority that I was working for was responsible growth, both residential and commercial, and tax reform. Those two things are going to help pay for all the things that we want. It takes a team of councillors, of city staff, and a mayor. So that's what I'm really going to focus on. During troubled times, I'm probably the most calmest person in the room because I want to hear the whole story. I listen to what the concerns are. I make an informed decision with the team, and I'll continue to do that not only in my career, but in the city council as well.
My name is Paul Dempsey, and I bring 36 years of public service to my candidacy. I served Canada as a naval officer and then as a senior diplomat, as a captain of a warship, and as the deputy commander and the interim commander of Canada's Pacific Fleet. I had the opportunity to deal with complex operational and administrative issues with results, and it's that I want to bring to St. John, is results. When it comes to economic development, that is my primary concern if I get elected. I believe that if we have a strong economy in St. John, we will have the revenue to do the things that we need to do. So I want to see more jobs and better paying jobs for the citizens of St. John. We need those emergency shelters, those warming stations. It's critical, though, after that we get the transition houses going on. And what we see going on now with the 12 neighbors and that approach, I think is an excellent start, but we have to build on that. I would like a more of a micro model where you have maybe 6 or 8 people that need the help, and then you have the services that come to them. So you have this distribution across the city to get all communities involved. Housing development has been expanding at an incredible rate, but we have not kept up with the infrastructure. So the infrastructure lag is what has to be addressed right now. We have to close that gap. And until we close that gap, we got to moderate the rate at which we are constructing new homes. Any large project that we consider in St. John isn't necessarily the right project for our city. So it's about embracing smart development, smart projects. How does it fit within the community? There's benefit to the community, the environmental impact that you have to consider. We need to draw investment into our city. With that economic development, we will have more jobs and we'll have better paying jobs. It also expands our tax base. When it comes to establishing priorities, they're not my priorities, they're your priorities. So if you elect me to be your counselor, I will strive to lower your tax rate, to get your roads fixed, and to get the parks and recreation, the common spaces built. If you tell me they're no longer your priorities, I will adjust.
My name is Dave Merrithew. I'm running because I've always been involved with my community. I've done some fundraising for Rotary and for the Teen Resource Center, the Boys and Girls Club. I was on the board of the Boys and Girls Club. I'm on the board of the St. John Nonprofit. I've been on this council before, 9 years. I put policies in that help to reduce your debt, to lower your taxes, and to put reserve funds, saving accounts, for the citizens of St. John. That will be my focus this time. My focus has to be fiscal responsibility. I want to congratulate the city for the tiny home communities we put up, the red, green, yellow zones that we put up, and the enhanced security. I think we're going in the right direction. I believe you need the services, addiction services, mental health services, employment services, education services. Our goal should be to graduate these folks into traditional permanent housing. Looking at any development in the city, we need to know that investment dollar has a social return. Bring us the facts, bring us the data, and we'd make an informed decision. But there has to be something for the city. We can't invest time nor money, your money, without something in return. In Ward 4, we have more roads than any other in the city, and I don't believe we're getting our fair share of pavement on it. What we're hearing at the door is roads, roads, roads. So that's what I'm going to lobby for, and something else is going to have to be left by the wayside. We've got a recreational deficit as well. We're not getting enough. I want a bigger piece of the pie, but let's make the pie larger as well. That's economic development. The cornerstone of my platform would be fiscal and financial responsibility. The other part is economic growth and development. We've got to attract more business and enterprise to St. John. We need to share that tax burden. I am ready to work. I'm passionate. I've been at the table. There's no learning curve for me. I'd like to get back there.
My name is Paula Rodwan. I've done a lot since being on council. There will be many things that I would be pushing through council priorities. Ward 4 is very different. Some people are not on city water. They're not having sidewalks on their streets, and we're not getting all of our roads resurfaced. If the service level is going to remain different, if we're not going to find ways to provide more service, then maybe they shouldn't be paying as high of a tax rate as Uptown St. John. Get creative or cut the taxes. How do you prevent people from being unhoused? Some courses, for example, for budgeting, for helping people to find housing. There are supports out there now, but I think that they struggle. So I'd like to see a little bit more of a push to do some preventative things. As long as we stay on the right track, there will be affordability measures coming to you. Because the last council put a whole bunch of financial policies in place and we continued with that. We went ahead and lowered the tax rate by 25 cents in 5 years. There is a plan that was put out today that we're going to end up having about a $10 million relief come in 2028, which is basically the pension payments. And if everything goes well, then we will end up lowering the tax rate by another 6 cents. I'd like to see the same sort of thing happen if we do finally get tax reform and if they do allow the heavy industrial tax to stay in St. John, that would be over $9 million more. I absolutely do want to make transit more accessible. Using the data is extremely important, though. We've been working on public safety, and I did motion for the police commission to have a review. I've been working quite closely with the Ability Advisory Committee. We've got a whole load of issues that we've been looking at with transit, accessible transit and such. It has been a great honor to represent you for these 5 years, and I'm not finished. I do have energy to keep doing it.
The audio was taken from the recording of the meeting on the Human Development Council YouTube channel, where the recordings of all the candidates' forums are available. The municipal elections take place on Monday, May 11th, with advance polling opening on Saturday, May 2nd and Monday, May 4th. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.